As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kanye West and Gap are in the middle of a $2 million lawsuit. So TMZ says Gap wants Kanye to pay for damages in a lawsuit that it's facing. So Gap is currently being sued by Art City Center. It's a company that owns a building in downtown LA that was leased to Gap as a storefront during the time that he was collabing, or Gap was collabing with Yeezy. So when Gap had the collab, they made allegedly all of these altercations to the store and didn't consult the people who actually own the building. And so the company is like, okay, well, we want things back to normal because of obvious reasons. And they're suing Gap to cover the cost of putting things back to normal. And Gap's like, okay, well, in our contract, it says that Kanye is actually liable for all this. So it looks like it's going to be an open shut case, but yeah, not a good day for Kanye.
No, like what the heck did he do to that building that was needed $2 million worth of like not repairs, but
adjustments.
A Kanye zhuzh.
A zhuzh. Right,
yeah. It just seems like everywhere he goes, he finds a way to damage things. I don't think he's had too many good days lately with the amount of people that's coming for him.
This is how I know I'd be a bad CEO. Gap is worth $2.75 billion. Just to not deal with Kanye, I'd be like, here's your $2 million. That's just take it. I don't want to pay legal fees. I don't want to see your face again. Just take it and go.
Gap is smart. They know that if you attach yourself to Kanye and you sue him, you're going to get in the press and you're going to get talked about. And then somebody be like, oh, I haven't been to Gap a while. I'm going to go in there and see what they got.
Congratulations. You would make a great CEO.
You know, there's also a reason they're worth $2.5 billion, too. It's for not letting stuff like this go. Mm-hmm. Take your money and run, Gap.
Yeah. Listen, don't the baby Gap, some of the best pajamas. I've been meaning to do a ranking of baby and toddler pajamas for the longest time because some are great and some are crap. And baby Gap never lets me down, never fails me. The good stuff. It's got good stretchability, good durability. It doesn't shrink in the wash. Commence.
Yeah. They make a great plain white tee, too.
Yeah.
A nice pair of jeans. And that's about it. That's all I know about Gap.
I think the last time I had on Gap, I was a baby.
Yeah.
Been a minute.
Britney Spears' mom flew out to see her in L.A. for the first time in years. So last October, her mom actually put out a statement on Instagram pleading with her daughter to have a conversation with her. She's like, can you unblock me so we can talk in person? And she even apologized. So Lynn went out to LAX in the morning. LAX in the morning. Lax. In the morning, it was driven to the home of Britney's manager. And then she Ubered to Britney's house. TMZ says they've been texting recently and that their relationship is allegedly improving.
Yeah, she spent about half an hour talking to Britney, which I think is good. Like, if you're estranged from your mom, like, you're not going to spend hours out the outset. I hope they can reconcile, and I hope Britney's mom can be a safe space for Britney and maybe a little bit of a guiding light without being overly oppressive and telling her what to do, because I think homegirl needs some friends and family that she can rely on and trust. So I hope this is a good direction for her.
But with the history there and what, like, even if her mom wasn't the person who pushed the conservatorship, she was an accomplice. Like, she stood by and let it happen. Is there any gaining trust back there?
Well, she was liking comments that were dissing Jamie and the conservatorship, so making it known. My guess, I mean, this is speculation. This is pure fiction, what I'm about to say. But I could see it being a situation where she was told she would be cut off from access to Britney unless she played by the rules, right? Ooh. Could you see that? Just seeing how bad the conservatorship is, and again, that is completely unfounded. This is just a theory I am making up, but I do wonder if there was something like that in the works where she just had no power.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, Fetty Wap is going to spend 6 years in prison for selling cocaine. The 6-year prison sentence is actually 1 year longer than the minimum. Prosecutors are saying he was part of a crew that also sold heroin, fentanyl, and of course cocaine all across Long Island and New Jersey. Prosecutors asked for him to serve a longer prison sentence than normal because they're actually saying that as somebody who is in the public eye and has been glamorizing the drug trade in like music videos and stuff, they wanted to prove a point. So
did he get the book thrown at him because he's a celebrity?
I think they're making an example of him.
Yes.
I think that they're pretty much trying to send a message to hip hop that we're not going to tolerate this. And if you continue to try to have one foot in the street and one foot in the industry, then yes, like it's going to get you in the long run.
Because I really wonder, like somebody else who is not a celebrity name had the same charges, what type of sentence they would get. And if it would be that harsh.
Well, he also used a lot of that money that he made allegedly from hip hop because, I mean, for a while he had a hell of a run.
Yeah.
In order to fund the drugs that he was dealing with. So I think the fact that you are using legal money to make illegal things possible, yeah, they're going to throw the book at you for that.
Mm. The new Barbie movie trailer just dropped and we finally have a better idea of the plot. I'll tell you more on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.